You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White looks at the important and common elements of urban legends through the lens of the avenging Greek soldier.
It's helpful to remember that what we call urban legends share some common and important characteristics. They are often quite thrilling, with a touch of the bizarre or unbelievable about them, and they spread quite rapidly. They usually are locally adapted. That is, each community that inherits a particular urban legend will put a local spin on it, so that there is ownership of the folklore. It is strange that often one might hear the same legend in different parts of the world, across time and space, only with localized details. This has led folklorists and other scholars to conclude that in the urban legend, true or not, there is a universal human message. Such is the case with the one we explore today, the so-called tale of the avenging Greek soldier. Now, this legend might be called the avenging English soldier, or French soldier, or Russian soldier, but because it seems to have originated in the immediate post-World War II era in Greece, this is its most common name. The story is a bit of a racy one, but it goes something like this. A soldier, completing his duty in the war, was returning home to marry his fiancée when he was captured by the enemy and tortured for exactly 5 weeks before being killed. In the early 1950s, the story first appeared in Greece that there was a mysterious and handsome young soldier in uniform, traveling from town to town, seducing young girls and widows. This nameless soldier of mystery would then disappear without a trace overnight. Many of these women supposedly became pregnant, when in that case, the story goes on to explain that the soldier would reappear exactly 5 weeks following the birth of the child, and leave a note, one that instructed the child to grow up and avenge his or her father's murder. Now, no one can doubt that this is a bizarre tale. The nature of the story doesn't change from place to place, but what does it all mean? No doubt it speaks something important about us and our human condition. The immediate post-war period in Europe in the middle of the 20th century represented a time of great social upheaval, and obviously, the carnage and wreckage of World War was quite destabilizing. In fact, no family or town in Europe was left untouched by the effects of war. In such conditions, it is not surprising that tales of various sorts would emerge, and naturally might feature a theme of reparation, if not outright revenge. Our response to the tragedy and enormity of war transcends all of history, and some of the most pervasive folklore emerges under these circumstances. This tale doubtlessly represents this very human response. A famous saying attributed to Union General William T. Sherman tells us that, quote, "War is hell," end quote. Truer words might never have been spoken and found their way right into legend.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.